Kneeling on the limestone surface at Vulcan Quarry Mine in Brooksville, Shirley Gissey of Port Richey, Florida, and a member of the Tampa Bay Fossil Club, takes her rock hammer and meticulously chisels out a piece of Florida's geologic history.
I've always enjoyed being outdoors, and it's an adventure. You never know what you're going to find out here. We found a lot of echinoids and clams and bones, and we just enjoy being outside. We really enjoy finding the fossils, and it tells us something about what this was like millions of years ago. Mm-hmm. This was underwater, and mm-hmm. you know, finding sand dollars down here, that's, and sea urchins, that's a quest. They're hard to find, but it's always exciting.
Many groups like the Tampa Bay Fossil Club explore terrains such as rock and phosphate mines and riverbeds to uncover ancient marine and land animals that populated Florida and created the limestone we live on. At Vulcan Construction Materials Rock Quarry, the quarrying process allows fossil hunters to excavate terrain more than 50 feet below the surface and millions of years back in time. Alan Pagels is Vulcan's safety, health, and environmental coordinator, who helps direct the hunts at the rock quarry.
And this area that we're in right now is called the Brooksville Ridge. If you look at a topographical map, you'll notice that this area gets up to 200 to maybe in some areas 300 feet above sea level. Basically, we are in a pit. We've been digging in here. It's probably anywhere from 60 to 80 feet down from the surface. We're at an elevation right now about 20 feet above sea level. And, you know, we're finding there was a bed out here of sand dollars, quite a variety of sea urchins and other burrowing type sea life that was out here.
Fred Hendershot, the Tampa Bay Fossil Club's field trip director, said that marine fossils of clams and sand dollars from the Oligocene, a period stretching back roughly 24 to 33 million years ago, are common at the quarry and tell of Florida's geologically recent emergence from the water.
Florida wasn't even here until it started coming out of the ocean about 30 million years ago. And one of the things that I ask when I go to a fourth grade or fifth grade class is how many dinosaurs lived in Florida. Well, I get all kind of answers from 10 to 10,000. The answer is none, because Florida wasn't here. The dinosaurs all went extinct 65 million years ago, and there was no Florida here until 30 million years ago.
Once it emerged from the ocean due to the accumulation of eroded sediments from the north and skeletons of billions of small marine creatures, Florida experienced numerous advances and retreats of the sea. Joshua Slattery, a doctoral student in the Department of Geology at the University of South Florida, said the presence of marine fossils 20 miles from the shore tells the story of a land that encountered considerable sea level fluctuations through time.
Florida's kind of like a dipstick, basically, and it records like how sea level has changed over millions of years. It's not affected by like tectonic activities, mountain building events at all. So you can actually see how like the seas have changed through time. It just fluctuates, and wherever you are in time, you can actually figure out where you were, how the seas were, and you can recreate the paleogeography. Over the last like probably 40 million years, it's various factors, but the primary has been probably the amount of glacial ice. Basically, as the climates has changed over the last few million years, over the last like 40 million years, the temperature actually became much more cooler. As temperatures became more cooler, more ice got trapped in the polar ice caps and also in mountain glaciers. And as that they got trapped in there, sea levels began to drop. But then we would occasionally go through fluctuations where the amount of ice on the poles would actually decrease or increase. And as they decreased or increased, sea levels would rise and fall over millions of years. So you would have like periods where Florida was completely submerged, and then other times where Florida was, you know, mostly like land.
According to the Florida Geological Survey, during the last ice age that began 100,000 years ago, glaciers that covered Canada and the northern U.S. sucked up so much water that Florida's Gulf of Mexico coastline was 75 to 100 miles further west than today. While during much warmer, peak interglacial periods, thermal expansion and glacial melting caused sea levels to rise considerably and submerge much of the state. Hendershot said that the Fossil Club also uncovers the remains of unique and massive land species like mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, giant ground sloths, and mastodons that lived as recently as 10,000 years ago.
Most of your big mammals were in the 5 million range and more recent. Most of the phosphate mines and places that we go in Arcadia, Wauchula, down in that area of Florida, it's 5 million to 1 million, even as low recent as 10,000 years. There was elephants walking literally right here, you know, 10,000 years ago, and we've seen places where man had killed the elephant and chopped it up with his spears and stuff. So we know that man overlapped with some of the bigger animals at the time.
According to the Florida Museum of Natural History, shortly after Florida's first people arrived about 12,000 years ago, most of the giant mammals quickly died out. Experts blame the extinctions on the combination of overhunting and climate change. Scientists think such climactic and human activity is causing a more severe extinction globally today. Reporting from Brooksville, this is Matthew Simitala for WMNF News.